وقوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا. فيه دليل على أن من لم يكن كذلك لا يجد حلاوة الإيمان ولا يدرك مذاقه ولا يدرك مذاقه، وإنما يكون إيمانه صورة لا روح فيها وظاهرا لا باطن له ومرتسما لا حقيقة تحته. The ayah indicates that who is not upon this description, that he is satisfied with Allah as a Lord, then his iman is something that has is an exterior form without a soul, and it is some exterior that doesn't have an interior, and it is a shape without any truth in it. فَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الْقُلُوبَ السَّلِيمَةَ مِنْ أَمْرَاضِ الْغَفْلَةِ وَالْهَوَىٰ تتنعم بملذوذات المعاني كما تتنعم النفوس بملذوذات الأطعمة. Because those who have a sound heart, they will enjoy the abstract pleasures the same way that the nufus enjoy the food. وإنما ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا، لأنه لما رضي بالله ربا استسلم له وانقاد لحكمه وألقى قياده إليه. And he's happy with, if he has a true iman, then he will be happy with his to submit to his Lord. I'm just making it short now, inshallah. Brother Omar will read the entire translation. خارج عن تدبيره واختياره إلى حسن تدبير الله واختياره. And then he will not have no desire to manage on his own. فوجد لذة العيش وراحة التفويض. So he will find the sweetness in life and the comfort of تفويض. تفويض is to give up one's things to Allah. ولما رضي بالله ربا كان له الرضا من الله كما قال الله تعالى رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. So when they are satisfied with Allah, then Allah is satisfied with them. وإذا كان له الرضا من الله أوجده الله حلاوة ذلك ليعلم ما من به عليه وليعلم إحسان الله إليه. And when that state comes true, then Allah will give them the sweetness of Iman so that they will know the great gift that they have, that He has given them with this state. وَلَا يَكُونُ الرِّضَى بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا مَعَ الْفَهْمِ وَلَا يَكُونُ الْفَهْمُ إِلَّا مَعَ النُّورِ وَلَا يَكُونُ النُّورُ إِلَّا مَعَ الدُّنُوِّ إِلَّا مَعَ الدُّنُوِّ وَلَا يَكُونُ الدُّنُوِّ إِلَّا مَعَ الْعِنَايَةِ. So he's saying that this rida will not take place, being satisfied with Allah, the state of rida, that will not take place. The rida with Allah will not take place except by fahm, by understanding. And the fahm, the understanding, will only take place when there is light. And the light will only take place when Allah facilitates it and makes it accessible as dunub. And the dunub, He's making it accessible, will only come with His inayah, with His care. And then, so he goes, what he's giving here now is a sequence of events.
This starts with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ذَاكَ تَعَامَ الْإِمَانِ Man radiya billahi rabban, as and the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed he has tasted the sweetness of faith who is pleased with Allah as Lord, proves that whoever is not like that has not experienced the sweetness of faith and has not perceived its taste. His faith is only a form with no spirit to it, and only an outward with no inward to it, and only a picture with no real life to it. And in it there is also an indication an indication that those sound hearts which are free of the sicknesses of forgetfulness and passion are in bliss in experiencing the meanings as the selves find bliss in the pleasures of delicious food. Indeed, only the one who is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Lord has tasted the sweetness of faith. Because when he was pleased with Allah, he submitted to him and yielded to his order and left his control to his leadership, abandoning his own tadbir and choice to the excellence of management and choosing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has found the sweet taste of true life and the comfort of trust in him and commitment to him. And when he was pleased with Allah as a Lord, he deserved the good pleasure from Allah, as he said, Allah was content with them and they with him. Radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And whoever has the good pleasure from Allah, Allah causes to experience the sweetness of that, so that Allah informs him of what he has favored him with and informs him of his beneficence towards him. And there is no contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except with divinely granted understanding. And there is no understanding except with light. And there is no light except with proximity. And there is no proximity except with the divine providential care, al-inaya. So when the providential care previously came to this servant, then the gifts came out to him from the treasuries of plentiful bounty. And when the supports and lights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrived to him, his heart was cured from sicknesses and diseases. So his perception became sound, and he perceived the sweetness and delight of faith due to the soundness of his taste and perception.
I put something here on the board that I hope you'll be reading, because what comes now is a reasoning, and I put it down in like a schedule. Inshallah, make it a bit easier to follow the train of thought. Every line here, every phrase in Arabic is a step. What he's describing now is a sequence of things, one being the effect of the other thing. So how do you reach this state of rida? You only reach it if Allah facilitates it to you, and that comes only through his inaya, through his providence. So now we go the other way around. So we start, where does the whole process begin? And it begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the start of everything. So he says, radiallahu anhu, فَلَمَّا سَبَقَتْ لِهَذَا الْعَبْدِ الْعِنَايَةُ خُرِّدَتْ لَهُ الْقَطَعْيَا مِنْ خَزَائِنِ الْمِنَانِ. The first thing that happens is that Allah has his providence, and then from there all the gifts of Allah are taken out of the خَزَائِنُ الْمِنَانِ, of the storage houses of his favors. فَلَمَّا وَاصَلَتْهُ أَنْدَادُ اللَّهِ وَأَنْوَارُهُ أَوْفِيَ قَلْبُهُ مِنَ الْأَمْرَادِ وَالْأَسْقَامِ. So when that happens, and these amdadis, resources from khazainun minan, reach the servant, and then the light spreads and his heart is cured from its sicknesses. So that is the main point, the heart being cured, and that is a product of Allah's providence, Allah's care for his servants and sending down all these resources, and that is what makes him able to recover. And that's the key point. So once he has recovered, then he is in an upward spiral. The following things happen. فَكَانَ سَلِيمَ الْإِدْرَاكِ. So then his perception becomes salim, so he can perceive things. That's the fahm that he mentioned before. فأدرك لذاتة الإيمان وحلاوتها بصحة إدراكه وسلامة ذوقه. So then he is able to perceive the sweetness because now his organs of tasting are thin. ولو سقم قلبه بالغفلة عن الله لم يدرك ذلك لأن الحموم ربما وجد طعم السكر مرا وليس هو في نفس الأمر كذلك. And if he was sick, then he wouldn't be able to perceive it, just like a sick person will find the taste of sugar bitter, even though it's sugar, the nature of the sugar is not bitter, it is sweet, but he doesn't perceive it like that because of his sickness. فإذا زالت أسقام القلوب وأدركت الأشياء على ما هي عليه. Once he recovers, then he will be able to experience the things the way they really are. فتدرك حلاوة الإيمان ولذات الطاعة ومرورة القطعية والمخالفة. So then he will experience that Iman is sweet and obedience is sweet and that what is قطعية? Being cut off and going against Allah is bitter. And then he says, so once he has reached this state that he has the sweetness of Iman, which is the result of his heart being Salim, which again is the result of Allah sending down his providence and making all those things available to him, then now he's on this upward going process. فيوجب إدراكه لحلاوة الإيمان ارتباطها وشهود المنن من الله عليه. So the consequence of his experiencing this sweetness of Iman is that he will get attached to it and he will witness the minnah, the favor of Allah in this sweetness. ويطلب الأسباب الحافظة للإيمان والجالبة له. And then he will seek the means to keep that sweetness and to persist on it. Once you have that sweetness, you don't want it to leave you. فَيُوجِبُ إِدْرَاكُ لَذَاتَةِ الطَّاعَةِ الْمُدَاوَمَةَ عَلَيْهِ وَشُهُودَ الْمِنَّةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِيهَا. So then that has a consequence that he will persist on the sweetness and he will continue seeing the favors of Allah in them. وَيُوجِبُ إِدْرَاكُهَا لِمَرَارَةِ الْكُفْرَانِ وَالْمُخَالَفَةِ تَرْكَ لَهُمَا وَالْنُفُورَ عَنْهُمَا وَعَدَمَ الْمَيْلِ إِلَيْهِمَا. And conversely, he will not like to go into sin because that will bring bitterness, which he doesn't want to be running away from sin. فَيَحْمِلُ عَلَى التَّرْكِ لِلْذَنْبِ وَعَدَمِ التَّطَلُّعُ إِلَيْهِ. So that will lead him to leave the sin and not even look at it. And then he makes a side note, وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مُطَّلِعٍ تَارِكًا وَلَا كُلُّ تَارِكٍ غَيْرُ مُطَّلِعٍ. It's not that everyone who doesn't do a sin doesn't look at it, and not everyone who looks at it does it. So these are two different things. وَإِنَّمَا كَانَ كَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ نُورَ الْبَصِيرَةِ دَلَّهُ عَلَى أَنَّ الْمُخَالَفَةَ لِلَّهِ وَالْغَفْلَةَ عَنْهُ سُمٌّ لِلْقَلْبِ مُهْلِكٌ. And why does he make these choices? He runs away from the sin and he wants to stay on the ta'a because he has realized that going against Allah is like a poison that will destroy his heart. فَنَفْرَةُ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَنْ مُخَالَفَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى كَنَفْرَتِكَ عَنِ الطَّعَامِ الْمَسْمُومِ. So the believer who is in this state that is being described, he will run away from the sins just as anybody would run away from poisoned food.
The main point, fantastic point, was that if the heart is cleaned and the faith is coming into it, it wants more of it. It would attract more of it.
So that was the first part of the hadith. That was the first part, the one who is happy with Allah, Allah as a Lord. Then the second part, وَقَلْبُهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, and who is happy with Islam as a deen. لِأَنَّهُ إِذَا رَضِيَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَقَدْ رَضِيَ بِمَا رَضِيَ بِهِ الْمَوْلَى وَاخْتَارَهُ. If he's happy with the deen, then because he is happy with what his Lord has chosen for him. لقوله تعالى إن الذي إن الدين عند الله الإسلام وقوله تعالى ومن يتبع غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. He's quoting ayahs showing that Islam is the only deen that Allah accepts. Inna deena inna Allahi al-Islam. The deen in the sight of Allah is Islam. And the second, وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. The one who follows anything other than Islam as a deen, it will never be accepted from him. وَلِقَوْلِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah has chosen for you this deen, so don't die upon any other thing except being Muslims. وَإِذَا رَضِيَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَمِنْ لَازِمِ ذَلِكَ امْتِثَالُ الْأَوَامِرِ وَالْإِنْكِفَافُ عَنْ وُجُودِ الزَّوَاجِرِ. And if he's happy with Islam as a deen, then he will act upon the Sharia, so he will follow the awamir, the orders, and he will keep away from the sins. وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالْغَيْرَةِ. And he will order what is good, the ma'roof, and he will forbid what is evil, and he will have ghayra, self-respect. إِذَا رَأَى مُلْحِدًا يُحَاوِلُ أَنْ يُدْخِلَ فِيهِ مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَيَدْمَغُهُ بِبُرْهَانِهِ وَيَقْمَعُهُ بِتِبْيَانِهِ. And if you see the heretic trying to introduce things into the deen that do not belong to it, then he will push that back. So that was the second part. The third part is to be satisfied with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam as a prophet. فلازم من الرضا بمحمد نبيا أن يكون له وليا وأن يتأدب بآدابه وأن يتخلق بأخلاقه زهدا في الدنيا وخروجا عنه وصفحا عن الجناية وعفوا عن من أساء إليه. And being content with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم means to follow his sunnah in these aspects as I mentioned here, to support him and to take his adab and take his akhlaq, take his good manners and take his good character, to have zuhd with matters of the dunya, to do without unnecessary things from the dunya and to go out from it, and not to take revenge when one's right are being offended, and to overlook when other people do you bad things. So these are the parts of the sunnah he mentions. إلى غير ذلك من تحقق المتابعة قولا وفعلا وأخذا وتركا وحبا وبغضا وظاهرا وباطنا. So these are the different aspects of the sunnah. To realize the sunnah and the following of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in words and deeds, and in what one accepts and in what one rejects in terms of what is the right deen, in terms of love and what one loves and what one hates, inwardly and outwardly. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ اسْتَسْلَمَ لَهُ. Now he's summarizing the whole hadith again. The one who is happy with Allah will submit to him. وَمَنْ رَضِيَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ عَمَلَ لَهُ. And who is happy with Islam will act by it. وَمَنْ رَضِيَ بِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَابَعَهُ. And who is happy with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will follow his example. وَلَا تَكُونُ وَاحِدَةٌ مِّنْهَا إِلَّا بِكُلِّهَا. You cannot have one of these three and leave the others. إِذْ مُحَالٌ أَن يَرُضَى بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَلَا يَرُضَى بِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. You cannot be happy with Allah as a Lord and not be happy with the Islam that He has prescribed. أو يرضى بالإسلام دينا ولا يرضى بمحمد نبيا. Or that you should be happy with Islam but you're not happy with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. That is illogical. فتلازم ذلك بين لا يخفى فيه. So these are logically interconnected and there's nothing hidden in it.
So where we left off, then it was about his saying, about the hadith, he's saying, wa bil Islam dinan, and with the submission of Islam as his religion. If he is pleased with the submission as a way of life for him, then he is pleased with
what Allah
has chosen for him, as he has said. Truly, the religion Allah is Islam. Inna dina inda Allahi al-Islam. And whoever desires other than Islam as his religion will not have it accepted for him. And indeed, Allah has chosen you for religion, so do not die except that you are Muslim. And if he is content with Islam, the surrender, as a religion, then that would necessarily imply conformity to the divine commands, avoidance of the divine prohibitions, and commanding of the good, the forbidding of the evil, and jealousy for this religion. Should a rejecter come and argue with him, so that he overcomes him with his arguments and destroys his stance with his clear evidence. And his saying, and with Allah, and he's saying, with Muhammad as his prophet, if he is pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a prophet, that means he must take him as an intimate friend and take on his character and virtues, such as doing without the world and leaving it, forgiving and pardoning those who treat him wrongly, and other similar character traits that come from truly following him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in words and actions, in what he takes and leaves, and what he loves and hates, inwardly and outwardly. Therefore, whoever is pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala submits fully to him, and whoever is pleased with Islam acts according to it, and whoever is pleased with our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam follows him. And none of these states are actualized without the other, for it is impossible that one would be content with Allah as law, but not with Islam as a religion, or be pleased with Islam as a religion, but not with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet. And this is clear. End of chapter.